turns that you could sharp it.
We had one that.
Give me a suggestion.
Sometimes they were pedal operated.
So give me a suggestion. I mean, what's your preference?
Ever heard it called a grindstone?
Yes, that's it. Grindstone. Yeah.
Well, was there, if you wanted to put a real fine edge on it, was there one that you could hold in your hand?
Yes, yeah. Wet rock.
Wet rock.
Isn't that it? Wet rock.
Some people call it a wet stone.
Yeah, wet stone.
Say if your car started squeaking a lot, you might take it into the filling station and tell the man to put it up on a rack and
grease it.
What would you say, what expression would you use if that stuff got all over your hands? You'd say your hands were real
greasy.
Greasy.
Soiled wouldn't be
soiled.
It.
Just plain old greasy. You mentioned a kerosene lamp yesterday. Have you ever heard people, I don't know if I ask you this or not, but have you ever heard kerosene called anything else?
Coal oil.
Yes, that was coal oil, yeah.
Kerosene.
Now, I'm not sure, but I think that's another, I would call that a second name, coal oil.
I see.
Yeah.
Well, have you ever heard of people making a makeshift lamp or a temporary lamp by taking a bottle and some coal oil and something for a wick? Maybe use
the only thing I know of is put a candle in it, in a bottle.
I see.
You see? Bassett is a risk in using something like that.
Right.
See, we keep a lamp.
A chimney.
With a chimney on it in case we have storms and electricity goes on.
Have you ever heard people around here use the word flambeau to mean a temporary lamp?
No.
Do you ever see these little black pots out in the road?
Yes. No, you got me on that.
Smudge pot.
Smudge. Well, and that's after they use an arch, arches, but would you call that a smudge pot on the city there, like a warning light, or how would you?
Something like that.
That's what I would call now. The smudge pot we know is used in orchards and with fruit, you know.
I see.
But I don't know why they call that on the street.
Well, what would you call the inside part of a tire that you inflate? That would be the
inner tube.
Formerly. Or say if you had a boat, you were going to take it down the water. When you're in the process of putting the boat in the water, what do you say you're doing? You're
put it in the water or float the boat.
Float the boat. Do you ever hear people use the word launch?
That's it. Launch the boat.
That's high class, long
high class. Just put it in the water.
That's right. Just like shut the door.
That's not so high class.
Could you tell me, since we're talking about different vehicles, are you familiar with different kinds of cars and trucks? I'm not thinking about particular brand names, you know, but maybe just general terms for different cars or trucks.
Pickup, dump trucks,
van, sedan, a truck.
Van. Some of them vans are trucks, some of them are little.
Dump trucks, pickup trucks.
Do you ever see these small cars with only two seats in them?
Roadsters?
Those are roadsters.